to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage you to go to the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple or Google stores, download our app, take Devil Radio with you 24-7, listen to your favorite shows, and I'm going to repeat this. Believe it or not, it matters right now on whether you are receiving our signal, AM or FM, 1580 AM or 92.7 FM. Reason is that with the AM signal, believe it or not, it is impaired when the sun goes down. Doesn't have the same range or strength. If you're listening to this on 1580 AM, you definitely want to download the app. And the FM, you should too. You should too, because you can carry Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. Very, very convenient. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. Put that link on there because many of you asked us to put it on there. You know, I know, and everybody knows that there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out all the time, statewide in this state, sticking up for Trump, pushing the big lie that somehow Trump got robbed in the election, attacking our democracy. Devil Radio and all of its programming, every bit of its programming, hits back against that in very, very strong terms. It's the only one in the state that does it this strong. And we do appreciate all of your listening and support. Okay, well, if there's any good news at a Joe Manchin, and there's very little, quite frankly, there's a little piece of good news. Manchin announced yesterday that in a pinch, he will back using budget reconciliation to raise the debt limit. That's a very, very, very important statement. Let me unpack that. This is, under the surface, as important or more important than the fight over infrastructure. There is a thing called a debt limit that has to be raised by Congress every once in a while. And we say raise it, it's basically to cover expenditures that have already been made, most of them under Donald Trump. In the old days, the law was that if Congress voted, say, for a $1 billion expenditure, they were impliedly also voting to raise the debt limit by $1 billion. Why? Because the assumption, the fiction was that Congress wouldn't issue bonds for $1 million and then not pay them, be a deadbeat, default on them. Somewhere a couple of decades ago, the Republicans went, hey, we want to change that. We need two votes. The first vote is expenditures. And of course, they'll vote for any expenditure that a Republican president wants. Secondly, a vote to raise the debt limit, and they'll vote against that, forcing the Democrats to do it. So we look like the tax and spend party. That's exactly been their strategy. And it's worked in some elections. Did not work with Bill Clinton, did not work with Barack Obama. They're going to try to make it work with Joe Biden. So where are we in that? The debt limit expired or is exceeded or would have been exceeded in August. Janet Yellen, Secretary of Treasury, with cellophane and glue, kept everything going through the various accounting means, deferring some payments and so on, till October, but it would have been exceeded. We would have had to shut down. I mean, you may laugh and say, hey, come on, this is the government. No. Checks would not, October 16, checks after that, checks would not have gone out to the military, the FBI, federal employees, Social Security recipients, and they went right up to the end. And finally, Moscow Mitch said, I'll extend it till December 3rd. In other words, we'll raise it enough to get us through December 3rd. Well, today is coming on the end of October. We're talking about November, a few days in December, and a few days this month. You're talking about what, 5-6 weeks, something like that? And then it expires. Moscow Mitch, to try to stick it to Biden, wants to shut down the government. They did it once before. Trump ordered it when he was president because the Democrats wouldn't fund the wall with Mexico. And there was about a month and a half where the FBI didn't get paid. The Coast Guard didn't get paid. And finally, the Republicans got so much heat back home that they went to Moscow Mitch and said, you got to stop this. You got to stop this because Trump was president and it's splashing back on them. Now they're betting that with Biden as president, they're going to do what? Let it be shut down for 2 months so the military doesn't get paid and so forth? Wait a minute. Wilbur Ross, the crooked Secretary of Commerce under Trump, just smiled and he said, well, they can go to the bank and get a loan for their household expenses till they get their pay. Now, he was lying, of course. What do you think would happen to you or the average person if they go to the bank and say, I'd like to borrow $5,000, cover my expenses the next 2 months? And what's your collateral? Well, my house, or if you don't have a house, nothing, your car. They'll say there's no equity left in your car and your house is already mortgaged. What else you have? Well, my good looks, my word. Are you kidding me? They'll throw you out. In fact, you're not even going to get in to talk to a loan officer on that. Wilbur Ross is thinking he gets his money from Deutsche Bank. He's a director of the Bank of Cyprus, which has been accused of laundering money for Russian organized crime and made loans to people like Trump. Okay? And this is exactly what happened. So where do we go from that? Where do we go from that? They want to shut it down for a couple of months through the Christmas season to put a lot of pressure on Joe Biden. Well, we have a technical majority now, 50 people out of 50 in the Senate, but Harris breaks the tie. But Manchin Sinema have really betrayed the Democratic Party in many respects. They really have. And for a while, it looked like they wouldn't vote to stop the filibuster on the debt limit. Because Moscow Mitch said, yeah, Schumer can put in, let's raise the debt limit. He can do that, but he needs 60 votes. And not a single Republican would go along with that. Not a single one. Not Mitt Romney, not anybody. And the fear was that if it was done by budget reconciliation, which only requires 50 votes, plus Harris, Manchin would not go along. Well, Manchin now has said he would go along if that were necessary. He also made another suggestion, which I happen to agree with. The 14th Amendment, passed after the Civil War, has a provision at the end of it says that the credit of the United States shall not be questioned. Yes, that was a Civil War type amendment. Yes, it made it clear part of its purpose was that the Confederate debt would not be assumed by the taxpayers of this country or the United States. So if Jefferson Davis took out debt to buy guns, that was on whoever lent him the money. They weren't getting paid by the United States. But it says that the debt of the U.S. shall not be questioned. And if I were Joe Biden, I would simply say by executive order under the 14th Amendment, I'm raising the debt limit. I'm raising the debt limit. The only downside to that is that you have the federal courts with the Republican Supreme Court. And if they ruled incorrectly that that was not the way to do it, there's no recourse. So it's all about politics. Up until now, Pelosi and Schumer have not wanted to do this just with Democrats. The reason for that is that the Republicans would put out ads that said, look, the national debt was 27 trillion. The Democrats increased it by 2 trillion, all by themselves, not a single Republican vote. They wouldn't say that a lot of that money, most of it, was added by Donald Trump. And we are paying retroactively bonds that he issued, treasuries. They wouldn't say, for instance, that Trump added almost $8 trillion to the national debt. Trump, $8 trillion. They wouldn't say that. So everybody's all skittish. My own feeling is that if we get up to December 3rd and the Ruskies, I meant the Republicans, I mixed them up, they both begin with an R, the Republicans insist on betraying the United States yet again, insist on attacking our democracy. I think that Manchin and Pelosi are going to have no choice but to do it by budget reconciliation. very welcome that Manchin, I assume Sinema, will go along. And, you know, when it comes to, quote, messaging, I'm tired of hearing about messaging. If I were one of these candidates, I get up there and say, look, this other party, the Republicans, have stuck a knife in American democracy. They've attacked it all over the place. Now they're trying to attack it financially. We want Social Security recipients to be paid. They earned it. They paid into it. We want the Navy to be paid, and the Army, and the Air Force, and the Coast Guard, and the FBI, and the CIA, and everybody who works for the federal government. We want them all to be paid. We stand by our debt. Our Constitution now says, the 14th Amendment is a part of the Constitution, that our debt will not be questioned. And so we have done it this way. And the treacherous Republicans, the Sedition Caucus, did their best to cripple this country. I put it right like that. And you know something? Voters, I think, all over the place. And hey, ultimately, we're American citizens. How do you think George Washington raised, fed, and armed an army? He didn't do it by his personality. He did it because they're motivated people who wanted a democracy. And how do you think Abraham Lincoln raised, fed, and armed an army of the North? Because people up here didn't want slave catchers coming through Milwaukee and beating some poor guy and dragging him back to Mississippi. They didn't want that. They wanted a unified country. And how do you think Franklin Roosevelt raised, fed, and armed an army? Because we didn't want Nazi government in this country, and we didn't want the rising sun Japanese. Look what they did in China after they bombed Pearl Harbor. We did not want that in this country. So everybody, including all my relatives who were of age at the time, said, great, we're going to sign up. We need that again. So anyway, there you have it. Manchin will back budget reconciliation to raise the debt limit. Now you know the background. At least that's something out of him. Assuming Sinema goes along, there is a way out. Although Moscow Mitch will continue to stick a knife in it, and Schumer and Pelosi will do their best to get some Republican votes. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.